We are beloved by God. Amen. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, who has come to ask Jesus questions in the middle of the night. Nicodemus is drawn to Jesus, senses the truth of Jesus, but he's unsure, and he is trying to understand what he is seeing and what he is feeling. Jesus tells Nicodemus that the Son of Man must be lifted up, that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus, the light, has come to the world, the light which exposes hatred and injustice, the light that holds hurting hearts, the light that shows us what extravagant love is and shows us self-giving acts of grace. There's a story Marcus Borg shares that he's been told is a story Parker Palmer has shared first. And this story reminds me of Nicodemus and us, when we're struggling to understand and maintain our connection to God. It's a story of a 3-year-old girl who is excited for the birth of her baby brother. And when the baby finally arrives and her parents bring him home, she tells her parents that she wants to be alone with him, with the door shut. And this makes her parents very nervous. But they remember the intercom they've installed. So they do what she asks and run to the intercom to listen. So if they need to, they can race back into the room. They hear their daughter's footsteps move across the room. And they imagine her standing over her brother's crib. Then they hear her say to her 2-day-old brother, "Tell me about God. I've almost forgotten." How easy it is to forget whom we belong and that we are beloved by God. The light of Jesus is a beacon in the darkness, tapping out signals to our hearts. You are mine, and I am yours. You are my beloved. I have molded you from the depths of the earth, knitted you together, carved you in the palms of my hands, counted every hair on your head. I see you. You have my love. Wherever you go, I go with you. Nothing will ever separate us. You are my beloved. We come from God. We forget this. We know this. When we open ourselves up to experiencing God in our lives, when we make time to pray, when we make time to reflect upon our lives, when we allow ourselves the space to believe that we are beloved, there, in that moment, is the kiss of God on our heart. There, in that moment, is a peace and serenity that knows no depth. Tell me about God. I've almost forgotten. When we get caught up in the trappings of what our culture tells us we need to be happy, what we need to be successful, tell me again. I've almost forgotten. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loves us even when we trespass, makes us alive together with Christ. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good, to be our way of life. Tell me about God and how I'm his beloved. Amen.